Hello?
Yes, sir. We just forget you to give me the cancellation ID number. Can we write down the cancellation ID?
I can't hear you too clearly. That's okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Carry on. I'll see how it goes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yeah.
All right. So I just forget you to give you the cancellation ID number. Can you just write it down, the cancellation ID? Because your bank will ask you the cancellation ID number. So you have to provide them.
Okay. Hold on a moment. Okay.
Okay. The cancellation ID is 852.
Say that again.
852.
852.
369.
369.
047.
047.
All right. So what do you need to do, sir?
Cancellation number.
Yeah, this is the cancellation number. Okay, now listen to me very carefully. Like, once I hang up, you will be hear a beep noise. You need to stay the way dial that number on your phone, okay?
Hang on. You're losing me again.
All right, hold on. Right. Now, so what you need to do is just look on your landline phone.
Yes.
There's a key with a star sign, like an Exactly. Now, once I would be assigning you with a queue, you need to press the star key and start dialing up the number straight away so that you get connected with the anti-fraud department of your bank. You need to tell them that you have not made any transfers for 899 and 987. Both of these payments are fraudulent, as since you have not authorized it. And you want the money reversed back to your account. Okay?
Okay.
So I am assigning you with a queue now. Once you hear a queue sound, start dialing up the number straight away. Okay?
I've lost you again. I've got to press the star sign, and what happens then?
And then the number that's on the back of the card.
Okay, yeah.
Right. I am assigning you with a queue now. Okay?
Thank you for calling Barclays Anti-Fraud Department. You're speaking with Don Harvey. How can I help you today?
Yes, I've just had a message from the fraud people or something. They say there's been two transactions from my account that are fraudulent. They give me a cancellation number for these two.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want it?
Yeah, I would be happy to help you out, sir. Like, help me out with the cancellation
number. Oh, I can't hear you now.
Help me out with the cancellation number, sir.
It's 852-369-047.
Okay. Now, sir, could you please help me out with your first and your last name, please?
Can you repeat that?
I said, can you please help me out with your name?
It's Griffiths, Dennis Sweet Griffiths.
What's your first name?
Dennis, with one N.
Is it Dennis?
Dennis, yes.
Griffith. Okay.
Griffiths, yes.
And Dennis, could you please help me out with your date of birth in order to know I'm speaking with the account holder?
Say that again, you're very faint.
Dennis, could you please help me out with your date of birth, the day you were born?
It's 22nd 1935.
Okay, yeah. Dennis. Now, Dennis, can you just hold the line for a moment? I am just going ahead and pulling up your credentials and seeing that what exactly is coming up on your account, okay?
Okay.
All right. Tell me what difficulties you have been facing today, Dennis.
Say that again.
I said, what are the problems that you're facing today?
There were two transactions that have taken out of my account that were fraudulent. I've just been informed, and I'd like you to, well, get rid of them and replace the money or whatever you do.
I just check it if there's any payments coming up or not. Okay, Dennis.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding the line, Dennis. Dennis, for further verification, you know, that I'm speaking with the account holder or not, can you please help me out with your address?
It's 99 St. Andrews Road, Shoebrin, Essex, and the postcode is SS39JN.
Okay. Well, your details have been verified, Dennis. Now, I have pulled up your details. Now, what I can see is that there is a transaction that's coming up on your account on today's date. That is for, you know, £987, and that's being transferred to Western Union. Do you have any knowledge about it, Dennis?
That's a fraudulent one.
It's a
can you cancel that, please?
Yeah, I'll put a hold on it.
And there was another one that... not so big.
I'll just check it, if there's any other payment or not. First, let me put a red flag on it. Dennis, I can see there is one more payment on your account, and that is for £8.99. Like, this money was spent on Amazon Prime.
That's the other fraudulent one.
Okay, so both these payments have not been made by you, right, Dennis?
That's quite right, yes.
Okay. Now, Dennis, what I'm doing is I am just putting a red flag on both of these payments since these were not made by you. Now, can you tell me, like, to the best of your memory, when was the last time you've used your card in a commercial place, like at the gas station, at a grocery store, at a departmental store, or anywhere in public?
All right, I've just got them out. I'll get my glasses on.
Sure, take your time, Dennis.
Right, the last one I made was at Lidl on the 12th of January, and the other one this month was at Asda, and that was on, what's the date? That was
on
the 9th.
Did you get it on your bank statement or on your online banking?
This, my receipt from the...
Do you do online banking as well, Dennis?
One from Lidl on the 9th of January and one on after for the 12th.
Okay, Dennis, do you do online banking?
No.
You don't do? You have never done it?
No.
Okay, and apart from you, is there anyone else who's doing it on your behalf?
No, it's just me. I live on my own. And
you live on your own.
And I'm 88 now and I'm not very... good on the computer. I don't do anything there.
Do you drive, Dennis?
Ben?
Do you drive?
Drive?
Yes.
Yes, I still drive.
Okay.
But I don't know for how much longer.
Oh, okay. Now, Dennis, do you have a bank paper statement along with you?
I can get one.
Okay, hold on a moment. I'll hold the line.
Hello?
Yes, dear Dennis.
It's the HSBC Bank, and it was from the 13th of November to the 12th of December, and it's not on there.
Okay. No, is it like, I'm asking, like, how many banks do you bank with? Like, HSBC?
I've got a savings account with Santander.
Okay, so you have how many banks do you bank with?
Just those two.
Which one?
Well, the main one now, the current account, is with the HSBC.
Okay, and what's the balance you see there? Closing
the balance? The balance was 8,171.79 at the end of 12th of December.
Is it HSBC or is it Barclays?
What's that?
The bank statement that you are holding, is it with Barclays?
No,
or is it with?
It's with the HSBC.
Okay. And what's the last date you see there?
What's the last, say again?
Date. What's the last date you see on the bank statement?
It's on the 9th of December.
9th of December. Okay,
you don't bank with Barclays? No, but my credit card is with Barclays.
Oh, okay, no worries. And what about your Santander account, like the banks? Do you have a statement for your Santander account?
I only got that for one sale, I think.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, yes, sir.
I've got the last Santander statement, and that's dated from 3rd of November to the 2nd of November 2023. So
okay,
that's the last
balance,
one.
And what's the balance you see there?
Balance was 4,494.92.
Okay, £4,494.92, right?
That's right, yes.
Dennis. Right. And apart from these, yes, go ahead.
All I do is take money out from there. It's a savings.
Like, how do you do it? Like, you withdraw cash or you make transfers?
No, I draw cash at the
And what's the largest amount of money you have transferred in the past, Dennis?
Pardon?
Like, what's the largest amount of money you have transferred in the past?
That
you have withdrawn in the past.
The largest amount, you mean the money I put in?
No, withdrawn.
The largest amount was £300 on the
And how do you go, like, how do you go? You go down to the bank, you know, you drive there, or you...
No, I go to the ATM.
Oh, okay. And which branch do you go to for Santander?
Yeah, the biggest one was at 10th of August last summer.
Okay. And what
is the email? I took 300 out.
300 out. Okay. Yeah. Now, so, basically, at this moment, what we have found is, that the transaction that was taken place for £987 is going to an illegal organization. And looking at your account statement, you've never made any of these charges in the past. Do you get my point, Dennis? Right. Now, basically, at this moment, what we need to do is we need to file a complaint with the Metropolitan Police and the Cyber Crime Department. Why we are doing this? Because right now, what we are suspecting is that this money that was being transferred for £987 is going to an illegal organization. And according to the law of the government, you have never spent any money overseas, right, Dennis?
That's quite right, yes.
Exactly. Now, basically, at this moment, Dennis, you know, this is a large sum of money, and, you know, according to the law of the government, you are coming under the Money Laundering Control Act of 1986. Under section, you know, 47(2) under section. Now, basically, right now, what as this is a large sum of money, and as you understand that money laundering is, you know, completely illegal. Do you get my point, Dennis? Right?
Okay, I don't understand that really.
Yes, I'll tell you. Dennis, right now, you have been a victim of an identity theft, okay? Like someone has got hold of your personal identities, and they are trying to put illegal charges in your name, Dennis. Right? Now, do you understand the meaning of identity theft, sir?
Yes, I understand. How did they get hold of these things?
Sir, have you ever lost your identities in the past?
No.
You've never lost it? Like your driver's license, your bank debit card or anything?
No.
Never. Okay. Now, basically, Dennis, right now, you know, your identities have been compromised. So what we need to do is, we need to file a complaint with the Metropolitan Police stating them that there is a suspected fraud on your account as you are not the authorized person to commit any of these fraud activities. So that if by any chance something illegal is coming up, you will not be caught for things which you have not done. Do you get my point, Dennis?
How do I do that? Look, I'm struggling on the phone now.
No, Dennis, I will help you out with it. You know, everything would be done with the guidelines of the Metropolitan Police. Do you understand my point, sir? I am there to guide you through. I will help you out with it. Do you understand?
Well, yes, sir. I'm going through this, really.
Yes. Now, Dennis, can you please get a fresh piece of paper and a pen handy?
Just a moment. Hello?
Yes, Dennis. Now, Dennis, tell me, do you remember my name?
No.
Just make a note of it. Just make a note of my name. That's
okay.
Don.
What's your name again?
Don.
What? What's your name?
Don. It's D as in Delta, O as in Oscar, N as in November. Don.
Oh, Don.
And my last name is Harvey.
John
Harvey. Yeah, exactly. Harvey. It's H as in hotel. Yay.
John Harvey, okay.
Harvey. Right. Now, basically, you know, so what I'll be doing is I will be going on a meeting with the headquarters, okay? So
yes.
What I'll be doing is, do you have a mobile phone at the place?
Yes, but it's not really working very well.
It's not working?
No.
Oh, okay, not a problem. So will you be home today? Well,
it does
going?
Work, but I get this case of text or apps or something on it.
Okay. Now, Dennis, what I'll be doing is, you know, I will have, I'll be going on a meeting with the Metropolitan Police that what exactly is going on with your finances. So basically, I will give you a call in the next 2 hours, you know, or so. I will call you up and update you what exactly is going on with your finances, Dennis. Okay, but make sure until and unless this investigation is not yet being over, you are not allowed to speak about this investigation with anyone, Dennis.
Okay, well, I don't see
any
anyone.
Any questions you have?
But I might have some problem with, I had with the Sky on my television, and I changed things over, and I had to send some equipment back, which I already have, and I got a receipt from the post office, and also a letter saying they received it. But yesterday I had this mysterious sort of a text message saying if I didn't return the stuff, I'd be charged for it or something. Now, that's the only awkward thing that happened, and that was yesterday. It was from Sky Television.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that's linked in any way.
I understand that, Dennis. I will look into your case, Dennis. Let me first go on a meeting and discuss it with the, you know, finances, right, what exactly is going on. I'll check everything out, and I will ring you up in the next 2 hours, okay? Now, if in cases of any emergency, I'll provide you a number which you can ring me up directly, okay? So you can just make a note of my number, please. Just give me a moment. I'm just taking a permission, okay? Give me a moment, please. Right. Thanks for holding the line, Dennis.
Okay.
Now, Dennis, I had a permission from the headquarters. You can just make a note of my number, please. That's the headquarters number.
Okay.
It's 020.
020.
32.
32.
86.
86.
Yes. 18.
18.
94.
94.
Read me the number, please, Dennis.
It's 020-328-61894.
Perfect. You have the correct number, Dennis.
Okay.
Now, Dennis, I will be going on a meeting with the headquarters, okay? Now, this number which I have provided you is for emergency purpose only, okay?
Okay.
So if you need me directly, you can contact me on this number. You need to tell them, I would like to speak with Dawn Harvey. They will get you transferred to me, okay? If they say that Dawn is on a meeting, you need to wait for it, okay? Once the meeting is over, I will ring you up. And Dennis, I will be going on a meeting and discussing everything what's going on, and I will let you know about it. It will take approximately 2 or 3 hours. You know, because since this is a meeting with the managers, headquarters, and the police, you know, so it's going to take a bit longer, okay? So
that's
I will call you up
right.
And update you what's going on. But make sure, till the time this is not being resolved, you're not allowed to speak it with anyone. Speak about this investigation with anyone, Dennis.
I won't see anyone anyway.
Right. Now, do you have any visitors coming today? Like,
do I have any what?
Visitors. Visitors.
No,
do you have any visitors? No visitors.
The only thing that might happen, my son might give me a call at some time. It's usually in the evening, though.
But make sure that you don't tell your son also about it, because right now, things are actually very critical about it. Your phone lines might be tapped into. Make sure you don't tell anything about your son as well, okay?
Okay.
Right. Okay, then. Bye-bye. Speak to you soon.
Okay. Bye. Well, thanks again.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling. You have a lovely day. Bye.